It is Thursday. That's Keith Klein.
Good morning.
Keith and Sue Wanzer both serve on the MCCSE school board. Keith serves as the president. We talk local education issues here on a Thursday morning. And Sue, we've had a busy week. We talked to Dr. Judy DeMuth on Tuesday morning, who got us all ready for the final meeting of the year. And
yes,
we had the brand new, well, not the brand new, but we had to have the Fairview public hearing.
Yes.
In that as well. So as she did a great job of articulating Tuesday morning on this program, the Fairview meeting wasn't anything reactionary, except you had to have this meeting after the state ISTEP scores were brought up, and they were so late. That's why we're having it now. So the conspiracy theorists and everybody else can relax. And but it was, you had a great turnout on Tuesday. Tell us all about it.
We did, and Mike, I do want to comment on the one thing that you said. You're right. The state kind of rendered this public hearing almost moot, because this was supposed to happen right after grades came out, which was supposed to be the summer. We were supposed to have grades, the grades for schools done earlier so that the public could comment on our improvement plan. Well, now we're almost 5 months later into the first semester, almost first semester finished, and we're having the public hearing now because of the timing of the grades and when we had to do it. So in so many ways, I don't want to say it didn't count. It did. We had to have the public hearing.
Well, it was a nice way to get the community rallied about it,
exactly,
and see how the first 4 months have gone with the new system.
Right, but there was no way for us to take public hearing on a public improvement plan or our school improvement plan that's been in effect now for almost 5 months. So, the timing was weird, but we had to have the public hearing, and it was a great time, I think, for Dr. Hunter to lay out a presentation on what's been happening at Fairview and for the
because
community.
He wasn't going to do that. That wasn't part of his plan moving forward this year. So it was kind of a convenience to say, hey, you know what? Well, here's what we've done in the first semester.
It's a report.
And
exactly,
let's hear what it is. Otherwise, that might not have happened. So it gets the focus back on there, and maybe some extra eyeballs that you can always use.
Exactly. And the presentation, I think, had a lot of good and very useful information for people to see exactly what the changes are at Fairview, how he has created a different school management and classroom management attitude, how things are happening differently.
Well, that's the whole reason you brought him in.
Oh, exactly. And it was I agree with you, Mike. Okay, so we're through the first semester, but this was a great way to see what is happening in that first semester.
Well, and the other part of it, Sue, was the number one, there were a large number of faculty members there from Fairview, but the community, which has rallied behind Fairview, came and added their support. I thought it was heartening for us as school board members to see the community that's been involved in the school, been doing this, working side by side with the faculty, endorsing what's going on there.
Well, exactly. And I also think it was probably very important for the faculty who were there from Fairview to hear other people from the community, people who they've been working with on and off all semester, but to hear those people come out and support so strongly what is happening at Fairview, and to know that we really are going to do this together. We're not going to isolate Fairview and say, here's some resources, here's some things, you just go do it. No, we're going to all do this together.
By the way, all of this is available on CATS. You can call it up and look at it anytime you want to. And the reason I bring this up is because after all of the testimony and everything about Fairview, I asked specifically for the Department of Education people that were there to please stand so we could acknowledge them. And the point of even bringing it up was there was no one there. We did that at their behest. They told us we had to do it.
Are they required to have people there?
Well, yeah, but where are they going to get any information about what people said?
I don't know that. Do you have to send them your minutes or anything like that?
No. Well,
I don't know.
That was a question I asked the superintendent. What is our role as a board? Are we supposed to collect this information? Are we supposed to react to this information? Are we supposed to summarize this information? No. There really wasn't anything for us to do at this point. But Keith was, I mean, that was a good point that Keith made. The Department of Education has been in Fairview constantly
almost
throughout the semester.
Almost every week.
Offering, allegedly, and this is my own opinion, I'm going to say allegedly their support, but what it does is it adds to the pressure that people feel. The superintendent is in constant email contact with the Department of Education. So that's one more of those things that makes it difficult for people to teach in class when they're always responding to requests from the Department of Education for information. But you know what? I was truly, truly lifted by that presentation from Dr. Hunter and the kinds of things that he's doing in Fairview and what our teachers and what our families think are important there.
Well, and basically one of the things he talked about was you develop a culture, and that culture for some people is a change of the way it's been in order to move the direction we need to move. The part that you're talking about the Department of Education and the sometimes mixed messages that we're getting about, well, what do you want us to do and how do you want us to do that and what are the rules? And they don't always know themselves. They just want us to be doing stuff.
Well, and Keith, that's exactly right. They want us to be doing stuff. We don't know what that stuff is.
Let me ask this question. Do they have a playbook for you? Do they have an outline that you need to use or that they've shown that's worked at other schools that have turned around, or have they just told you need to fix it?
That's it.
Basically, you need to fix it.
We have
right.
So I guess my point.
Well, they don't
would be,
have such an outline that it's worked all that well at any of the other.
Well,
schools.
That was my point. Where's their experience to come right. back? Why are they bothering you every day at your school if they don't have any proven track record in fixing any of these things?
And that's the really interesting thing, Mike. It's more that they're there.
Just to say they're there.
Just to say they were there.
Well,
I mean,
they didn't
to say
the,
that they're
they
monitoring.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I do imagine that they're observing classroom teachers, they're observing the school management, but I'm not sure that they're really looking and saying, here's a proven teaching technique, you should use this. It's nothing like that. It's really more of just a monitoring, and in my own opinion, maybe even getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. Sue Wunder and Keith Klein both sit on the MCCSC school board, and they join us every Thursday morning as we talk local education issues.
Well, and one other thing, Sue, that I want to mention about the board is that not too long ago, Superintendent DeMuth made a presentation to the Bloomington Economic Development Commission. And the reason that presentation is important is because economic development and education, how does that tie in together? Well, number one, businesses come to this city because of the schools and the reputation of the schools. People buy homes in this city because of the reputation of the schools. So there's an economic aspect to the quality of the schools. And Dr. DeMuth made a presentation to talk about the being stewards of the trust that the public puts in the schools, the money that came in through the referendum. And Sue, I was incredibly impressed by that presentation.
Well, it was one of the better presentations that I've seen the superintendent do in terms of her passion, the richness of information. She had a PowerPoint that, boy, I wish we could show a PowerPoint on the radio, but we can't, which really showed.
Oh, we can.
Oh, yeah.
We can.
Here's slide one.
Everyone just imagine.
Look at that.
Whoa.
A lot of visuals that showed the breakdown of the referendum and how the money was spent. That
pie graphs.
Pie charts that showed clearly around, I think it was over 80% of the money has been spent on salaries and benefits for teachers as we replaced new teachers and we added staff. She showed the things that were restored. It showed the things that we've been able to add. The number of different staff positions and subject areas that we've been able to add because of the referendum. So I think this is, as people are asking for information, as they rightly should, they need to know how the referendum money was spent. This is a great illustration, and I know the Bloomington Economic Development Corporation was thrilled with this because those are some of our best supporters. They come from all areas of our community. Some of the best supporters of public education. They were wowed by it, and I know we were wowed by it, as well as the audience that was there to see that presentation about the referendum.
Well, and that presentation is part of the CATS coverage, too, so when you go to look at any part of that meeting, you'll be able to see the presentation. And she wants to make a couple of modifications to it, and we'll get it put up online on the MCCSC website, too, so people can
right,
see
and
it.
The other thing for people who like data or who like the numbers who are more quantitative than maybe I am, it really shows, too, how things have changed and improved since the referendum, in terms of, class size, student-to-teacher ratio has improved, how individual achievement in the schools has improved, how different kinds of learning opportunities have improved since that referendum. So It really does show that our administrators have done a very, very good job with being very careful with that money. And it also shows how the referendum, the amount each of us pays in our property taxes, was reduced every single year throughout the referendum. So that's other great news that people should take a look at, because I know folks are concerned about that.
Now, looking ahead, we have an organization meeting coming up January 6th. And
yes,
then
and
the final, not the final, but the first school board meeting of 2015 will be the fourth Tuesday.
And, you know, Keith, people certainly are welcome to come to the organizational meeting, but we don't do a whole lot except for organize ourselves as a board. So if folks want to come see that, they're certainly more than welcome.
It'll be one of our shorter meetings.
Pardon?
It'll be one of our shorter meetings.
Well, exactly. And I believe the superintendent said we're planning for a community conversation coming up here in the next couple months, too.
So we got other things happening, and there's a lot going on in the schools. Now, Mike asked about the finals and the trimester and the semester.
Oh, my gosh.
And to get all the tests out of the way so people don't have to study over the holiday break, et cetera, et cetera. So you've been there. You've done that. You're ready for a break?
Am I ready for a break? I'm going to be working over break.
There you go. So you'll be studying.
The city must stay open and working and running, but yes, our staff will not have to be teaching and studying and doing homework, although I know that all of our teachers, even when they're on break, are preparing for the next learning cycle.
Oh, yeah, they're in there, especially during Christmas. Yeah, baking cookies, getting lessons plans together. Uh-huh. Come on, everybody takes a break, Sue.
Everybody deserves a break, don't they?
You get one next Thursday, and you get one the Thursday after that. We'll catch up with you January 8th. Happy holidays to you and yours. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, and a partridge in a pear tree. Have a great one, and again, we'll get back with you on January 8th. Can you believe that'll be 3 weeks from today?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, and it's 2015. I have to keep reminding myself.
Turn that calendar.
Happy holidays, Sue.